The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Most merciful God, as the crowd at the gate of Jerusalem with palms in their hands gathered to greet your dearly beloved Son as he came into his holy city, grant that we may ever hail him as the Son of David who comes in the name of the Lord and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, that when he comes again, we may go forth to greet him with faithful and steadfast heart. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them.' And immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
Need to light their candles. Altar candles. be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who has sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, that all mankind should follow the example of his great humility, mercifully grant that we may both follow the example of his patience and also be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for Palm Sunday is from the 9th chapter of Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off. He shall speak peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you. This is the word of the Lord. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel and afterwards receive me to glory. Truly God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. The epistle is from the 2nd chapter of Philippians. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted in you, and you delivered them. They cried to you, and were delivered. They trusted in you, and were not ashamed. The Holy Gospel according to the Passion of St. Matthew, the 26th and 27th chapters. Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, that he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days is the Passover, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." Then the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people assembled at the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas. and plotted to take Jesus by trickery and kill him. But they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people." And when Jesus was in Bethany, at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor." But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her." Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you?" And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. So from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Now on the first day of the feast of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying to him, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When evening had come, he sat down with the 12. Now as they were eating, he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and each of them began to say to him, "Lord, is it I?" He answered and said, "He who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born." Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, "Rabbi, is it I?" He said to him, "You have said it." And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter answered and said to him, "Even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble." Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Then he came to the disciples and found them asleep and said to Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again, a second time he went away and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. And while he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude, with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, Whomever I kiss, he is the one, seize him. Immediately he went up to Jesus and said, Greetings, Rabbi, and kissed him. But Jesus said to him, Friend, why have you come? Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And suddenly one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword, struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. But Jesus said to him, Put your sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then could the scriptures be fulfilled that it must happen thus? In that hour, Jesus said to the multitudes, Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and you did not seize me. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all of the disciples forsook him and fled. And those who laid hold of Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him at a distance to the high priest's courtyard, and he went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests, the elders, and all the council sought false testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Even though many false witnesses came forward, they found none. But at last, two false witnesses came forward and said, This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. And the high priest arose and said to him, Do you answer nothing? What is it these men testify against you? But Jesus kept silent. And the high priest answered and said to him, I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, It is as you said. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Look, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think? They answered and said, He is deserving of death. Then they spat in his face and beat him, and others struck him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy to us, Christ, who is the one who struck you? Now Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, You also were with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied it before them all, saying, I do not know what you are saying. And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth. But again, he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter, Surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you. Then he began to curse and swear, saying, I do not know the man. Immediately a rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, who had said to him, Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. So he went out and wept bitterly. When morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people plotted against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? You see to it." Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed, and went and hanged himself. But the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, because they are the price of blood." And they consulted together and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Therefore that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the value of him who was priced, whom they of the children of Israel priced, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me." Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" So Jesus said to him, "It is as you say." And while he was being accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he answered him not one word. So the governor marveled greatly. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to releasing to the multitude one prisoner whom they wished. And at that time they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ?" For he knew that they had handed him over because of envy. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, "Have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said to him, "Let him be crucified." Then the governor said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they cried out all the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it." And all the people answered and said, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him, and they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. Now, as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then they crucified him and divided his garment, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." sitting down, they kept watch over him there, and they put up over his head the accusation written against him, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and another on the left. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and elders, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross and we will believe in him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now if he will have him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing. Now, from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who stood by there, when they heard that, said, "This man is calling for Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and offered him it to him to drink. The rest said, "Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then, behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked and the rocks were split and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So when the centurion and those with him, who were guarding Jesus, saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly this was the Son of God." And many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, were there looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Joses, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Now when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary, sitting opposite the tomb. On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember, while he was still alive, how that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, 'He has risen from the dead.' So the last deception will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard. Go your way and make it as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. This is the gospel of our Lord. Page 141, the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Our sermon text is from St. Matthew 27, verse 24 and 25. Pilate said, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it." And all the people answered and said, "His blood be on us and on our children." This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. While explaining an upcoming surgery, the person responded, she was getting lightheaded and just hearing about it. It seems that the sight of blood or even talk about it can cause some people to get squeamish. There also seems to be a theological push to separate justification from its foundation in Christ's atoning death, because this talk about blood and sacrifice seems to be so outdated. However, apart from the sacrificial death and atoning blood of Jesus, the Scriptures have no justification in which the sinner is declared righteous. The Old Testament makes it clear that there is life in the blood. Whenever Noah came out of the ark, allowing man. God allowed man to kill animals for food, but only after draining the blood. And concerning homicide, God said in Genesis 9, from the hand of every man's brother, I will require the life of man. Whoever sheds man's blood by man's brother, by man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed, for in the image of God he made him. And thus there was a reckoning for the shedding of the blood of man. Today's passion of our Lord Jesus Christ doesn't keep us in suspense, but begins with Jesus' own declaration at the beginning that says, the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified. And so we know the rest of the story is about the suffering and death of Jesus Christ. When the text says that he is to be delivered up, it is referring to the handing over of Jesus from the custody of the Jews to the Romans for crucifixion. Now, after the woman's anointing of Jesus in Bethany, the text immediately speaks about the 30 pieces of silver being given to Judas to betray Jesus' location away from the crowds. And it's not until after Jesus' celebration of the Passover that night that Judas finally finds an appropriate time to give Jesus into their hands. To return to the word blood, at the Passover, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And so we have the first reference to blood in today's passion account. The life is in the blood, but it is the blood of a new covenant. And Jesus is giving us his body and blood in the passion account. He is giving it to us to give us life, for there is life in the blood. This is not just any blood. It is the blood of the Son of God. Jesus was sent to atone for the sin of the world by his self-sacrifice in which he shed his blood. Now, there are many deaths which don't shed blood. And there are violent deaths which do shed blood. But even those deaths aren't shed for the benefit of another. However, there is life in Jesus' blood. And we learn that the words of institution, that Jesus' blood was shed for us, for another, for the remission of sins. When the disciples are drawing swords to protect Jesus in the garden, twice we learn that handing Jesus over for crucifixion is being done in order to fulfill the scriptures. He needed to be shed, his blood shed, and to be handed over. Well, on the one hand, it is very clear that Caiaphas, the high priest, and the Jewish court charged Jesus with blasphemy and declared, he is deserving of death. Also note that Judas realized this, that Jesus was condemned and saw that he was going to die. He brought back the silver and he said, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. There it is again. Later, the chief priest refused the silver to take back it, saying it was the price of blood. And when they bought a field with the money, they called it the field of blood. Quite clearly, the blood of Jesus, that is, the taking of the life of Jesus, is their action. They intended to do this. On the other hand, the Romans wouldn't allow the Jews to execute criminals. Therefore, as Saint Matthew says, they had to deliver up Jesus to Pontius Pilate. And so they pushed for Pilate to crucify Jesus. Now, ironically, Pilate refuses to take responsibility for Jesus' death. And Pilate says, I am innocent of the blood of this just man. You see to it. Therefore, they proudly take responsibility and they cry out, His blood be on us and on our children. So this Passion account today has quite a few references to blood, as you can see. But from this point on, it doesn't have any more. But it would seem that the Jews changed their mind. When the apostles had been arrested in Acts chapter 5 and brought before the Sanhedrin, the leaders deny their involvement in this whole process. And they say, "Did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and you intend to bring this man's blood on us." As if somehow they didn't intend that. No, Peter won't let them off the hook at that point. And so he says, "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Though the Romans were the means, it was the Jewish authorities who did in fact deliver him up to be crucified." So, having established all the bloody facts about the death of Jesus, the final verses of St. Matthew's Gospel makes a point of telling us who Jesus is. Pilate declares that Jesus is the King of the Jews, and the centurion, after his death, declares, "Truly this was the Son of God." Today's Passion reading from St. Matthew doesn't give us the final conclusion. That comes in chapter 28 and is not read until Easter Sunday, in which we hear of the resurrection. Nevertheless, today's Old Testament reading does explain in advance what our response should be. Zechariah 9, verse 9 says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion." You see, similarly, Jesus' first utterance after his resurrection in Matthew 28, verse 9, when he speaks to the women, "Rejoice." Yes, rejoice. Zechariah tells us, "As for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I will declare that I will restore double to you." Through St. Matthew's Passion. Though St. Matthew's Passion, as we read it, is a tangled mess of hypocrisy which results in the Son of God having shed his blood, the whole account presents to us the Savior's atonement for the sins of the world. The Heavenly Father, he had made a covenant with us long ago to bring us freedom from all our sins through the shedding of his blood. Yes, some may dismiss it as old-fashioned, but it is in fact the ancient wisdom of God. Though it took the treachery of the Jews, the self-absorbed Roman governor to get it done, what is accomplished is the fulfillment of the Scriptures and the forgiveness of sins for those who believe in Jesus Christ. We were held as prisoners by our sins, but Jesus has set us free. Through the shedding of his blood, believers are declared righteous, and Jesus delivers us to be saved. Zechariah, he says that we get double. One, Jesus takes away our sin, and two, he gives us his perfect righteousness. It is the result of the blood covenant. What is our response? Rejoice. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. This day we greet our Lord with palm branches, and we follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. We give thanks and receive. We rejoice and receive his shed blood of the New Testament, which was given and shed for you for the remission of sins. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. The Offertory, page 143, we stand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, we ask that the church would be given the attitude of your Son, Jesus Christ, and take refuge in you, commending our spirit unto him. We ask that our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, as well as all pastors, would confess with their lips that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And we ask your blessing upon our learning center, our director Keeley, and our teachers, staff, and students. Let us pray to the Lord. Almighty and everlasting God, you are the consolation of the sorrowful and the strength of the weak. Look upon the tribulation and distress of those affected by the coronavirus. Give wisdom to our President Joe, our Governor JB, our Mayor of Heron Steve, the Congress, all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Support our military personnel, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake. Give commitment to duty and in danger, keep them safe. Defend our police officers, especially Alex and Daniel. Be with our health care workers as they provide medical care. Give courage to the Christian church to reach out to their neighbors in love, both physically and spiritually. Throughout the world, comfort those who have lost loved ones. Provide care for those infected. Calm the worries of the timid, so that in their necessities, they may mark and receive your manifold help and comfort. Be gracious in allowing illness so that physical sickness may be a spiritual medicine for those who are ill. May they recognize that sickness is an attendant of sin, a forerunner of death. Give to them strength of faith and patience. O truest physician of souls and bodies, restore them to their former health, provided that is advantageous to their eternal salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, be with our shut-ins, Carolyn and Priscilla. Provide for the elderly, Verdell and Violet. Also be with those of various needs, with Caitlin, Jade, Kevin, Linda, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Tony, Gibb, Shirley, Vicky. We give thanks to you for a successful surgery for Keeley and ask for continual healing. Be with our students, Jonathan, Kirsten, Alexis, Sarah, Benjamin, Jacob, and Ashley. We ask that you would be with the family of Paul Kremel at his passing, that this relative of Carol Henson, that this family might be comforted by the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the resurrection unto new life. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. On the tree of the cross you gave salvation to mankind, that whence death arose, thence life also might rise again, and that he who by a tree once overcame, likewise by a tree might be overcome, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us.
After partaking of your body, O Lord Jesus Christ, which I, though unworthy, to present to receive, according to your loving kindness, be profitable to me for the receiving of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. With the Father and the Holy Spirit, lives and reigns one God, now and forever. Amen.
Cup may not pass away from me, and am not silent. O fathers, trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. But I am a worm and no man. I reproach of men and despised by the people. For dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, your will be done.
good.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled to serve you constantly. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.